what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We're going to talk high school football because we're pretty much through the month of May. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about opening day, which is going to be August 16th this year throughout the entire state. There's some changes going on within the playoff format. We've talked a lot about that. Now let's talk about what the offseason has in store for the Emory Spartans. Joining us right now over the phone, we have head coach John Famallo. And Coach, it's been a little while, but it's great to get you back on the show. Great to talk to you. I appreciate the time.
Hey, not a problem. Appreciate you having me on. Like I say, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And they say it just seems like yesterday we were talking and we're back at it already.
Yeah, it goes by in a hurry. There's no doubt. Once you get through the winter sports season, it seems like everything really just it moves fast. I mean, that winter season, Coach, seems like it drags on a little bit. But once we get into the spring, everything moves real quick.
Yeah, it comes fast. So I say, I'm ready. Like you say, you're always itching when the season's over to kind of evaluate and see where you're at and what you got coming. So looking forward to it.
Now, well, let's talk about that, Coach. I know last year it was a little bit of a down season for the program. When you go back and you evaluate things and what you have coming back and what you lost, I mean, what does the outlook look like right now, if you had to say, for what you guys believe is in store come 2019 season?
Overall, we lose some key positions in our quarterback and, you know, our running back. And as far as our offensive line, defensive line, and on the defensive side, we actually have a lot of kids that played varsity football, you know, sophomores and juniors that played quite a bit. So, I think we have a lot of kids that have played varsity football. But, again, when you lose a quarterback and a running back, some other kids have to step up. And so, we're kind of scrambling there to figure things out, but I don't know necessarily scrambling, but that's something we got to get figured out early in this summer and get going that way.
Coach, we're getting to that time now where these are your kids, and I know that's probably a good place to be, where you've been able to implement what you want to accomplish. These kids that are coming up now, I mean, they don't know anyone else except Coach John Famallo with the high school level. I'm sure that gives you and your staff some comfort, knowing that even though you guys are young, these are kids that are well acclimated with your system now.
Yeah, like you say, they've been in our system for 4 years now, and so I know they know the expectations as far as, you know, what we're looking for and the things that we're running. And so, I think comfort level for the kids is good that way because there's some consistency. And then at the same time, they know the expectations that we have as a coaching staff. And so that's always good going in.
You and I were talking off of the cuff, Coach, before we hopped on air. And you're in a little bit of a different situation. You don't work at the high school. So how difficult is that, and what are some of the things that you try to do, I guess, during those winter and spring months, knowing that you don't have direct contact with these kids year-round? I mean, is that a difficult spot to be in for a coach?
It is, and so, you know, like you say, I've got a couple teachers there at the school I kind of keep tabs with. I got Coach Justice that teaches over there and Coach Mortensen, those guys are helpful in keeping in touch with the kids. You know, I try to send out texts to the kids and let them know, you know, just see what's going on. And so, but not being there, seeing them every day is always tough for the fact that, you know, weights is a big part of football and, not knowing if they're getting in the weight room and hitting it hard. But so, you know, those things are kind of at a disadvantage not being there.
What does the next couple of weeks look like for you, Coach? Because I know once we get through the month of May, things really ramp up. There's that moratorium at the beginning of July, but, I mean, around that, I mean, June, I know there's some 7-on-7 camps. You know, you get into July, we're about a month away from the start of the season. So what does the schedule look like for this team now that we're really going into the offseason where workouts become pretty prominent?
Yeah, no, so last day of school is yesterday for the kids, and so we'll give them, you know, this coming week off with Memorial Day, but then starting June 3rd, we start a weights program. We go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, start at 7 a.m. and about 9 o'clock, and so, that's a big thing that we have happening throughout the summer with our weights, and then we've got a night practice happening on Thursday nights, and so biggest thing is just getting these kids here and getting them in the weight room, and as well as just kind of acclimated to what we're doing, especially these young kids, these eighth graders are going to be freshmen. And so, We've got, like, say, a 7-on-7 camp. We're going to do Manti. We usually do that. We're only going to do one 7-on-7 camp. And then our fall camp or our summer camp is going to be down in Millard again. We'll head down there at July 15th. And so it'll be about a couple weeks before we're starting the first week of practice, July 29th. So I say seems like it's a little ways away, but, you know, it's going to come quick. And August 16th, the first game, and it'll be here before we know it.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Famalo, the Emory Spartan football team. You mentioned August 16th. Seems like that first game, it gets earlier and earlier every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, like you say, it just seems like you're starting to get some things going and you're ready to play. So, you know, I explain to the kids that, you know, 2.5 months, it's tough to get ready for a football season. And so, you know, football, honestly, you physically prepare, it's an ongoing thing. You got to get in the weight room, you know, before these last 2.5 months. They're not going to push you over the top if you haven't put some work in prior.
Okay, Coach, you mentioned the 8th graders just a moment ago, these kids that are now going to be freshmen. What does that 8th grade, soon to be 9th grade group look like? Are you happy with the numbers coming up?
You know, I went and visited each school. You know, on the south end, Santa Fe, there wasn't as many kids. On the north end, I probably had 20 kids. So I'm hoping between 20 to 30 kids that I'll get as they come into our system. So numbers-wise, we're actually looking pretty good. We talked about the coaching staff, you know, our juniors that are going to be seniors, that it's still a little thin. But that sophomore group, I'm at 20 to 22 kids. And then that freshman to sophomore group, that transition, they're about 20 to 22 kids. And so, you know, those numbers we feel good about. If we can continue to keep those numbers, that'll help us build a pretty strong program.
I know definitely anytime we talk about building a strong program, you look to the coaching staff. You expect a lot of continuity once again, which is always kind of a staple of Emory High School. I mean, Coach, you would be hard-pressed to find another school here in the state of Utah that has had this low of a turnaround when you look at the staff front to back.
No, you know, like I say, I always see the emails coming across that, you know, schools are looking for teachers and coaches, and, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have a pretty good group of guys that are willing to put in some time and willing to help out. And so, you know, I'm fortunate that way, and I think that's, like I say, that helps with continuity with the kids and the expectations that we have for them.
I know things change up a little bit this year, Coach. There's the realignment, but then on top of that, we have the RPI system. And I'm just curious as to your thought. Have you looked into the RPI system? And if so, what are your thoughts on it?
Honestly, I haven't looked at it a ton. You know, like, I know it's based off strength of schedule and, you know, scores and other things like that. And so, honestly, for us, I mean, we've been 1-9 the last 2 years, you know. Wins for us is a big deal, and so, you know, how that all, who we play and how it all works out at the end of the day, it's, you know, I feel good about our region, about the competition that we're going to play against. You know, 3A is still tough. There's still some juggernauts in there, and so, but at the same time, we got to make sure we get a positive attitude and get this ball rolling in the right direction with, you know, just putting wins on the board for us.
Now, we'll jump back over to the offseason workouts, Coach. I know it gets a little bit more stringent every year, it seems like. There's more restrictions placed in into when the kids can actually get into full contact. And so, basically, throughout the month of June, there's really no contact, is there?
No. You got to apply for a padded camp to the High School Athletic Association. So, you've got 1 week in that summer that you can pad up. Prior to that, you have to have a heat acclimation, which, again, there's no contact, but you have to have that in order to have contact that following week. And so, you know, your hands are tied on some things that you'd like to do and get going. But, you know, hopefully it's for the betterment of the kids at the end of the day. We do what we can.
Coach, this is something that's not talked about much when we talk high school football, but I know it's become an important aspect of the job, and that's recruiting within your school. Is, again, going back to the fact that you're not a teacher, is there a lot of recruiting going on, at least in the school, trying to get kids out around this time?
It is, you know, and that's what I say. And as coaches, we've talked about this a ton, you know, going out and talking to the kids, encouraging them to come out. But, you know, it seems like sometimes I've done that, and I've got some kids that come out, and, you know, I can't say that they've had the best experience for the fact that they felt pressured to, you know, whether it's to please me or just to be there, you know. And so at the end of the day, I think, you know, my best recruiting tool is my kids. If I can get my kids excited about the program, they'll go talk to their friends and get them coming. I think that's probably been the biggest thing that I've seen is, you know, if I can get kids excited about the program, they'll go talk to their friends and get more kids out. And so, like I say, I wish I had, could say, hey, I got the magic recruiting key to say, hey, this is what's going to happen. I wish, if, you know, it's just always tough that we've always played that balance of trying to get a kid to play versus, you know, a kid that wants to play and, you know, but that's and not seeing him. That's another thing, because I've seen some kids in that school that walk around and I'm surprised how big they are and never known why they haven't played football or where they're at. So that's always a tough thing if you're not seeing kids.
Coach, last question before I let you go. We'll talk again about the schedule that is up and coming. Things will get real for the program. I know on June 3rd, you guys will begin summer weight program, and then after that, you'll have a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule for weights with night practices. So, I mean, if you want to go ahead and give me that information for anyone who may be interested.
Yeah, so we start June 3rd. So, again, that's that first Monday in June. Again, we run our weights program Monday, Wednesday, Friday. 7 to 9, and then Thursday nights we have a night practice at 8 p.m. And so any kids listening, or parents, so I encourage your kids to come out and play football. It's a fun sport, a lot to learn, and a lot of things that kids can learn from football.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on and talk Emory High School football. Thank you again for the time, and I know we'll be talking again real soon.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you.
Again, that's Coach John Famalo with the Emory High School football squad. We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to be joined by author Michael Cranish. He's got a new book out called The World's Fastest Man. It's about the extraordinary life of cyclist Major Taylor, who was America's first black sports hero. You know about Jack Johnson, you know about Jackie Robinson and Jesse Owens. You may not know about Major Taylor and the impact that he has had on the sports world. I love the book, I love the story, and we're going to be joined by Michael Cranish when we return here on Drive Time Sports.